In this bulletin, Sydney siders are asked to think twice about heading to the Boxing Day sales. The Queen acknowledges this Christmas has been tinged with sadness for many people. And in sport, Australia's cricket captain says they're fully prepared to face India in the Boxing Day test. The latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. Australians are set for a record Boxing Day shopping splurge, but the National Retail Association forecasts more people than normal will be hunting for bargains online. The NRA expects at least $2.75 billion will be spent in stores, while digital sales are anticipated to produce around $930 million in sales. The peak body attributes an increase in spending locally to a COVID-induced drop in overseas travel expenditure. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has cautioned Sydney siders about going to Boxing Day sales in Sydney's CBD because of concerns there may have been transmission there.
Think twice before you go to the CBD. We'd prefer people did not go to the CBD tomorrow, because then you have people from all over Sydney coming to one location, and it only takes one or two cases for it then to spread everywhere else, and we certainly don't want to see that happen.
Health authorities in Sydney have issued a warning for more Sydney siders outside the Northern Beaches area to get themselves tests for COVID-19 and isolate themselves. The health advisory has been issued to anyone who visited the Chicago Jones Coffee in Auburn in the afternoon of Sunday, the 20th of December, or who flew on the Rex regional flight ZL6469 from Sydney to Griffith on Monday, the 21st of December. The Japanese government has welcomed the trade deal struck by Britain and the European Union. The deal should avert economic chaos on New Year's Day and bring a measure of certainty for businesses after years of Brexit turmoil. Assuming the deal is ratified by both sides, the agreement will ensure Britain and the 27-nation bloc can continue to trade in goods without tariffs or quotas after the UK breaks fully free of the EU. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato admits he's relieved.
We welcome that the introduction of tariffs between the EU and the UK have been averted, which could have had a serious impact on the international economy, including Japanese companies. Furthermore, the government of Japan remains committed to further strengthening relations with the EU and the UK based on cooperative frameworks, including economic partnership agreements.
Authorities in China's northeastern port of Dalian are continuing to test millions of residents after seven new coronavirus cases were reported there yesterday. The cluster that has emerged in recent days has grown to 12 cases. In five neighbourhood divisions, authorities have shut down schools and public spaces and are restricting anyone but essential workers from leaving their residential compounds. Beijing is also on high alert after two asymptomatic cases were reported on Thursday, in addition to two confirmed cases last week. The Queen says this Christmas will be tinged with sadness for many people. In her Christmas message to the Commonwealth, Her Majesty says her thoughts and prayers are with people mourning the loss of a loved one, or who are separated from their friends and family because of coronavirus safety distancing. The Queen and Prince Philip are staying at Windsor Castle this Christmas rather than spending time with their family at Sandringham, their traditional home at Christmas. She paid tribute to frontline workers and Good Samaritans across the Commonwealth who've come together to the aid of others during a challenging year.
Remarkably, a year that has necessarily kept people apart has in many ways brought us closer. Across the Commonwealth, my family and I have been inspired by stories of people volunteering in their communities, helping those in need.
In sport, the Australian cricket team say they're ready to face the Indian side regardless of how they shake the team up. India collapsed in the first test in Adelaide, losing to Australia by 8 wickets. While the Australian team will be unchanged, the tourists are expected to make a significant number of changes. Australia's Captain Tim Payne told radio station 3AW they're ready for anything.
Before the series, went through all of their players, all their strengths and weaknesses, and identified some areas where we think we can attack their batters and vice versa for their bowlers, where we think we can score, who we think matches up well against them. So all that stuff's been done. Pre-series, we just had a quick refresh. But again, our focus on this test match is controlling what we can control.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 34. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 27 degrees. Hobart, sunny and 25. Canberra, a possible shower, 25 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 23. Sydney, much the same and 25 degrees. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 28 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 32 degrees. Sonia Lal, SBS News.